Speaking Shaita Peir speaking from Kutcha Chesed, Yerushalayim. And today we're going to start learning a new book of Rav Shalom Arush, Yiti Shalom, which I don't know if when it's going to be translated, if it's going to be translated. But we're going to learn as friends together, we have to learn this, right? And we're going to learn the book from the beginning. I can tell you that this book is probably not for everyone. It's more people working on themselves. I heard from Rav Arush, someone told me he heard explicitly from Rav Arush. Only it's a book for someone who's working on himself. He's looking to work, personal work. If not, don't listen to this class. Don't hear these words. These words are for people who want to work on themselves. They want to grow in Kedusha. Okay? Start at page 19. Right in the beginning. Achaim b'matana. I'm going to read and translate it and we'll talk a little bit. Life as a gift. Ismichu ha-shamayim v'tagel ha-aretz. It's more like an introduction now. But he goes into the word. Sorry. Ismichu ha-shamayim v'tagel ha-aretz. Bigalot niglot sefer chadash al ha-aretz. Right? Heavens should be happy and earth also. Right? The revelation of this new book. Asher b'shem yikare briti shalom. Right? Which is called briti shalom. Goder gader v'omed b'peretz. Right? It stands as a boundary. להאיר ולהזריח לכל יושבי הארץ, to enlighten and to shine to all the people on the earth, לזכותם לשמירת הברית קודש. They should merit שמירת ברית קודש. Guarding the ברית. שאם לא בריתי יומם ולילה, לא שמתי חוקות שמיים וארץ. Right? הקדוש ברוך הוא says in the pasuk, if I won't have, there's no ברית, no תיקון הברית. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the world to be created. Liyot kol ish sulam v'rosho magi ha-shamayim avu mutzal arza. Every man could be like the ladder of Yaakov Avinu, which the legs were down on earth, but his head is in the heaven. Each one. Latet piu ba'afar aretz ifnei borei shamayim v'aretz. Right? To open his mouth in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Likalel b'chla dat mana, mimana. לעמך כולם צדיקים ולעמך ישו ארץ. To be together with the צדיקים. Okay. Now we start. קורא יקר. Dear reader. לפני שאתה מתחיל ללמוד בספר זה, before you begin to read, to learn this book, צריך שתדע, you should know, שבספר זה נמצאת הכוונה נפלאה ומועילה מאוד לחיים. And this book has an amazing, wonderful direction, aiming, achvana, yeah, to one's life. Very helpful for one's life. Dvarim sharbe anashim lo yodim, things that many people do not know. שידיעתם משנה מאוד את כל צורת החיים. That knowing these things could change one's life very much. עצם העובדה שהשם יברך סובב סיבות כדי שיגיע לספר זה לידך. The fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu caused all kinds of things. That this book is right now in your hand. And each one has this book right now in his hand. Even though he's not holding physically, but we're learning the book. Yeah? מראה על כך, this shows, שיש לך, you have, זכות גדולה, a great זכות. ועל כך שאתה אהוב בשמיים, and this shows that you, that you're learning this book right now, you're being beloved from the heavens, from שמיים. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves you, more than other people do not have this book. ומושגח בהשגחה פרטית, רחומה מאין כמוה. And you have Ashgacha Pratit, full of mercy. Vezot lama, why is this? Mishum shumedubar bo al hanose shua yesod kol ha-chayim ha-tovim. Because in this book is talking about the nose, echo mi nose, the topic, which is the yesod of good life. The basic, the fundamental of good life. והוא הנושא, which is the topic של התרחקות מניעוף וכל מה שקורה לכך. Getting away from ניעוף don't understand English.
Immorality.
כל מה שקשור לכך, and everything that has to do with that. נושא השמירה מניאוף, בגידה וכדומה. This topic, right, of guarding yourself from niuf, and betraying is also in the eyes, right, and all of this, is called Shmirat HaYesod. Right, in the holy books it's called Shmirat, guarding the Yesod. The Yesod. Mishum Shekishmo Kenu. Why is it called Shmirat HaYesod? Because that's what it is. This is Yesod. It's the basic of life. Who are your foundation? Who are your soul? The chol atov shahadam yachol yizkod ba'olam hazeh or ba'olam ba. It's the foundation of every good that a person, right, could merit in this world and in the next world. Umberega shemishamayim mezakim et ha'adam la'atkil ilmod et ha'noseh hazeh. And from the moment that from the shamayim, from the heaven, right, a person has the zchut to start learning this topic, this noseh. זה סימן שהוא בדרך לחיים טובים באמת. This is a סימן from שמיים. He's on the good path, on the path to good life. Okay, so we're all ready. We become, sit back. Because it's very intense, this book. You have to, it's very good what he writes here, because it's very intense, this book. I read already a lot of it. It's intense. It's a lot of work. But we should know that it's life is work. Right? Life is not vacation. Vacation?
That's work.
We came here. Right. We came here to work. We didn't come here to the party. So at least we should do the right work, right? The teda. And you should know. שכשאנו מדברים על מושג של חיים טובים, we're saying, when Rav Arush is saying the term חיים טובים, a good life, זה לא רק במושגים של העולם הזה. It's not only in this world, in these terms of this world, meaning you'll have you don't have debts, and you have shalom bayis, and that of course, the person that has שמירת הברית, שמירת היסוד, of course you'll have that. כי בוודאי, ששמירה מניעוף, of course, guarding yourself from niuf, מביאה את האדם לחיות חיים מלאים בטוב. It brings a person to live a life full of good, אפילו בגשמיות, even בגשמיות, even physical, yeah, physically, a good life. כמו שהרבה כבר יודעים, like many people know, שכל מי ששומר את יסוד הנאמנות, אפילו בדרגות הכי נמוכות. And anyone who guards the yesod, like we said before, yeah? I won't repeat every time the English translation. Guards the yesod. Hanemanut, right? The faithful yesod. Even in the lowest level, it's just right? If he's married, he keeps Shulchan Aruch, and if he's not married, right? He just guards himself, and he guards his eyes as much as he can. Just in a simple, simple way. Kvar yesh lo bracha beparnasa. Of course, he already has bracha in his parnasa. Ubebriyut. Right, in the health, ובחיי הנישואים, in his marriage life, married life, ועוד ועוד. אבל באמת, in truth, מדובר על חיים טובים הרבה יותר ממה שכל הגשמיות של העולם הזה יכולה לתת. Really, when he says good life, he's referring to a good life a lot more than what this physical world has to offer us. Yeah, but a person, until he doesn't start working, we don't have these concepts, you know. What does that mean? What does that mean is a better life? A better life, I have good food, you know, I have a nice car. Okay, I have good marriage, my kids are growing up beautifully. But what does that mean? I mean, we can't even understand until we don't start working. What does that mean, a sweet life? What does that mean, a person, he's having shmones and he's just, so sweet, I just want to stay in this place. Right? We have to, a person, until he doesn't start working on this, he has no idea. What does that mean to open the Torah, to open the Gemara, and to enjoy it? Not just to enjoy the cleaving with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, enjoy it bodedut, to love building the sukkah, not because it's fun to eat outside when it's hot out, right? No, because you're doing a mitzvah, you're cleaving to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And these terms, no one could really comprehend until he starts working. If you start working, a person could start feeling
what Kedusha is all about. Real happiness. Ki mi shezoche la'avoda al shmirat ha'yesod, someone who merits this work, just to start working on shmirat ha'yesod, mekabel kartis knisa, he gets a visa. Kartis knisa, entering card, visa. Le'olam, to a world shel or ve'oneg uchani ba'olam hazeh, to a world of light and spiritual light and spiritual pleasure in this world. Sheshum davar veshum ta'anug lo dome lo velo mitkarev elav. That anything and any pleasure of the world can't even get near to what this spiritual pleasure is. That's why I said we can't comprehend, but each one here can comprehend it in a certain way because each one was in a different life, right? And before he knew about all this. And so he still knows what a sweet life is. And it's not just physically. Some people, they left all kinds of stuff in the other world, physically. They left a house, they left a family, they left food, they left, I don't know. Right? But still, they came here. They had the soil, they learned Torah. Oh, what happened? So we should know that the more we work, the more we could receive this amazing, amazing, amazing light and spiritual pleasure. Light. Spiritual light and spiritual pleasure. What that means, each one can, you can't even explain it to someone. It's just each one the way he sees it. Lachen chashuv. Therefore, it's important. Kadama la limud b'sefer zeh. As an introduction. Is it forwards? Is he saying English? Right, to this book, to learning this book. It's a learning book, it's not a reading book, okay? Like any of Rav Aush's books. Sheteda. You should know. Shezchut dola baratcha, a great merit fell into your hands that you're learning this book. Ve'ot teda v'tazkir le'atzmecha le'orach kol ha'limud ve'avodah. And still you should know. And remind yourself, very important now, very important now we're going to say now. And remind yourself all through the learning and the work. Sh'ata lo Hashem b'kach sh'avarta al dvarim v'seyamim sh'bigdalam ata v'od anashim sablim. You're not blamed, you're not accused for stuff that you did before, that you're suffering and other people are suffering around you because of them. You're not accused. We're not accused. We're starting from now. What was, was. We can't change what was. We could change what will be. So we're going to learn why he's saying this, because we're going to say some hard things. Harsh things. But it doesn't make a difference for what was. So, we start from now on. No one look back. If you look back, you crash. You know that, right? You drive a car looking backwards. Yeah, it won't take long until you crash. Don't assume to look back. Assume to look back. It's a suit. It's a avera. The biggest avera in the world.
Part of guarding the eyes. Don't look back.
Right. Yeah. כי לצערנו הרב, unfortunately, right, כך רוב בני אדם גודו ורגלו, majority people, most people were raised and were got used to, right, that you look back, oh, I did this wrong, oh, and I learned that if you do that, this and this happens, oh, yo, what did I do, oh, forget, you did tshuva, you fixed everything, amanu, you go on. But it is go. And even though you're still suffering from it, right,
you did tshuva.
You don't look back. Asur to look back. When you do tshuva, ותזכור שעכשיו בלימוד ספר זה, remember that now I'm learning this book עם קצת מאמץ, with a little bit of effort, והרבה רצון, a lot of will, that's the main thing of the book here, a lot of will, וסייעתא דשמיא, and a lot of סייעתא דשמיא, בורא עולם רוצה להפוך לך את הכל לטובה, הקדוש ברוך הוא wants to change everything to the good, לטובה. כל הצער יהפוך לשמחה. All the sorrow will turn into שמחה. הדאגה לרווחה, all the worries into relief. והחיים יראו הרבה יותר יפים ממה שהם נראים עכשיו. And once you start working, life will be seen much nicer than they look right now at the moment before you start the book, before you start working. this book, we continue, we have another 20 minutes, we have a lot to go. I just tell you, this book of Avraham, all the books of Avraham, is it's his personal diary, you say? It's personal diary of his life. Because his whole life is Kedusha, his whole life is Shalom Bayit, his whole life is talking to Hashem, and it's his own work. He wrote down his work. So he said, he said to himself, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me go through this and this and this and this to get to these higher levels? Why? Why did he take me from where he was, and he was a very low place, to where he is now? So I could teach everyone who was in a very low place where they could get. Most people, right? I don't know if they were low like Avraham, eating on Yom Kippur. Most Jews, they fast on Yom Kippur, at least in this country. Right, they fast, they go to the shul, right? Even you told me your parents, they used to go to shul and fast, right? They reform, it doesn't make a difference, they go to shul, they fast. Right, Jews, right? And Chametz and Pesach, at least bread, people don't eat. They eat matzahs, right? And Rabbi would say he didn't care for all of this. He didn't care for all of this. Even though he grew up religious. And if Hashem took him from where he was and brought him to where he is, it's just in order to help the next time. That's what he does. That's what his personal, you see, it's personal work. And each one can take what he does. And it could be you, your personal work won't be exactly like his. This is tools to work. Take it and do your own work. Because each one went through something else. Chazak ve'ematz. Second paragraph here. Chazak ve'ematz. Be strong and have a courage. Matrat sefer ze, the purpose of this book, le'ayir lechol ha'adam, to shine to each man et ha'zchut ha'atzoma, the great zchut, great merit, et ha'koach ha'adir, the awesome power sheyesh be'ado al menat lezakot lo v'livne beto lechol ha'olam kulo, that he has in his own hand in order to give zchut to himself, to his family, to the whole world. Lichyot chayim echutiyim metukanim, to live. How do you say echuti? A quality life, and a fixed life. Chayim smichim u'meusharim, happy and full of delight. Ve'akol omed al basis shel ne'emanut. It's all based on faith, being faithful. Ne'emanut enoshit, hamatchila me'ahava ben ish li'ishto. Human faith, which is the basics, which begins by being faithful, a man to his wife. You married?
Yes.
Right? The first thing is, that's faith. What's the other word? Look for a different word. Not faith between a man and his wife. Yeah, but that's another word. Reliable?
Different
word.
Faithful.
Your bonus. Okay, let's say faith. Fine. And then it goes down to the children, because that's what they grow up with, right? And then the population, right? Everyone, that's how they grow up. So this. באמת, זוהי למעשה עיקר הנאמנות כלפי הבורא, המעניק לנו ומשגיח עלינו תמיד. And that's the main faith that we have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He gives us life and He always takes care of us. So we have to, the same way a person and his wife, right, they always trust each other, right? They're faithful to each other. Same thing, us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? But you know that us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what's the difference? It's opposite. We're the woman towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the man. Because the man is the mashpia, and the woman is the mekabelet. And towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? A man to his wife, a man can marry other women, halachically. Right? He can marry other women. A woman has to be faithful to her husband, completely devoted, right? Only she has only one husband in life, right? Only one. You want another husband, you have to get divorced or kill him or something, and then you marry someone else. No one should get any ideas. Okay. Yeah. ולכן נושא זה גם נקרא שמירת הברית, keeping the covenant. Covenant is between two people, right? When one gets married, he does a brit, he has a ktuba. Ktuba is a brit, right? Between him and his wife. And we have a ktuba with the Kadosh Baruch, we have a brit. That's why guarding the brit is called guarding the brit. Because that's the main thing. We'll see. You understand how it works? Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants us to guard the brit towards him. His brit. He told us what his brit is, and we have to guard his brit. היינו ששומר את הברית שכל יהודי קראת עם הבורא. אוקיי, להודיע או לבדע. A person should know. שרק ואף. ורק, again, only. כשהבעל יוצא מהתאווה לנשים, when a husband goes out of this desire to want women, רק אז, only then, הוא באמת אוהב את אשתו, only then he really loves his wife, ויש לו שלום בית אמיתי, and then he has true שלום בית. Until then, some people it's called ceasefire, some people it's called they get along, you know. But שלום בית, only by the tzaddikim. Rav Arush told us this many times. שלום בית, only by the tzaddikim. You could have most of the time שלום בית, you could have, depends on your level. But the tzaddikim have true שלום בית. ההפך מהדעה הרווחת שהתאווה רבה שלום. People think the more taiva you have, the more desire to one's wife he has, the more shalom bayis he has. It's not true. The more he leaves the taiva for women, the more shalom bayis he'll have. Because they say that I heard a shir once many years ago. What does platonic mean?
Platonic,
yeah,
not no physical involved.
Right. So I heard a shir. No such thing as a platonic relationship.
Yeah.
No such thing. Right? It was all sheer many years ago. 12 years, 13, I don't know. We were young guys and we went to they taught the girls there wherever we were. But never meet the guys if you don't want to get married right now. And always they teach, right, that touching someone is a. It does a. It gives a hastara. Now you don't know the person anymore. If you go to someone, right, and he's upset and do something like this, he calms down already. He went one degree lower. The touch, it covers up the mitziut, the reality. That's why also before marriage, very important not to touch, because now she loves him. He touched me. It's not true. Right? It's not true. He's not seeing now the truth. The person's not seeing the truth. He has taiva. He's not seeing the truth. Also by marriage, also after marriage, it's like that. Yeah, the touch has to be without any taiva. You have to look at it. It's not the devar pashut. Vezo matrat ha-sefer. You notice it's a bit of an idea, right? I don't know. מטרת הספר, ויעזור על הספר, this is the purpose of this book, להרבות שלום הבית, איש ואשתו, to increase the שלום בית between man and a woman, ולבטל את התופעה הנוראה של ריבוי גירושים, to nullify this horrible תופעה, I forgot that word, epidemic? Of divorce. It's an epidemic, right? Epidemic, that's the word.
Yeah.
You know, in New York it's the lowest, you know why? Because no one gets married. But in this country where a lot of people get married, right? It's horrible. וברור שבלי תיקון הברית, שלום הבית הוא לא שלום בית. And it's obvious, it's clear that without תיקון הברית, שלום בית is not really שלום בית. ולמעשה, what most people call שלום בית is ניוף. שכל הקשר בין בני הזוג, סתם סיבור עוד לפעמים, all the קשר, the connection between a couple is only through physical, so it's not שלום בית. It's not שלום בית. Okay. When a husband is not working on himself, right? To be kadosh. So the wife is always fighting with him. It's pashut. It's pashut. Anyone who's married see it clearly. It's not. Okay. I'll tell you that once I went to a wedding. It was divided to three. You ever been to a wedding? It's divided to three. Three sections. It was a mixed section, a man and a woman section. Where did I sit? In the man's section. Where my wife sit? In the woman's section. So suddenly a lady came and sat near my wife. So she tells her, oh, your husband's not here, because why would he be in the women's section? She says, no, my husband's here. He's in the men's section. So what, I needed to look at all the women in the hall? Right, in the ulam? So she says, the woman said, yeah, I wish my husband would look at the other woman. And kadava, a woman, a person walks with his wife in the street and he's looking at all the women in the street. There's nothing more, but there's nothing to do about it, right? That's what I spoke to someone later. What could I do? They watch TV, they watch this, they have internet on the iPhone. What could you do about it? But at least someone who's learning about Dusha, you should know about these things, I mean. Okay? Rabbeinu says in Likutei Moharan, I'm on the top, I always skip to the top a little bit. Likutei Moharan, Ezra, I'm on the top.
It's like if you're studying it, then you already have.
Yeah, you're working. You're working and Gishbach will not give you according to what you're working.
Lashon Hara, if you're just running around doing Lashon Hara, there's times that you're going to be punished. But if you're open up the sefer and you're working on it, trying to not speak Lashon
exactly.
Hara, even though you're still speaking it, you're already knocking yourself.
Right, because you're working. Yeah.
Out of the box.
Right.
The ish.
העוון הזה גורם לפירוד בין איש לאשתו. This sin causes פירוד, causes separation between a man and his wife. כתוב בליקוטי מוהר"ן, as it's written בליקוטי מוהר"ן, חלק ב', second part of the מוהר"ן, תורה למד ב'. ומזה נתהווה, from this is caused, with to this sin is caused, שיש לה רצון אחר כנגדו, that she has a will against him. כמובן שם בתורה פזיין, it also brought in תורה פזיין, 87. היא לא יודעת למה יש לה התנגדות. A woman doesn't understand, why am I against him? Why am I against my husband? She doesn't know, but he caused it. Right? The Gavarush writes in the Gan HaShalom, a person, he went to the market, he comes home, and in the meantime, he saw some things on the way, and he comes home, and he helped his wife, everything, and he doesn't understand, why is his wife yelling at him? She doesn't know why she yells at him. What? He's helping me and everything. He's acting very nicely. But he caused her to have a will against him. He created it. כי זה מהשמיים, it's from שמיים, שנתהווה לה רצון אחר כנגדו, that a different will against him was created in her. והוא לא מבין למה היא מתנגדת לו. He doesn't understand why is she against me. But I'm doing, I'm making effort. I put the laundry, I handle the laundry, and I helped you with the kids and everything. All the more so, right, when she's walking in the street with her, and he's looking, she sees that he's looking at other women. It's the worst. Hurting that a person can hurt his wife is walking in the street and look at other women. As long as about taiva, his wife can't stand. There's no way that a husband will love his wife be'emet. כי אם כשמבטל את התאווה, only when he nullifies his taiva. ועד הרבה, התאווה גורמת לפירוד, on the contrary, as Ezra told me. Right, Ezra? התאווה גורמת לפירוד, the taiva causes separation. כי התאווה מפרידה ומנתקת את האדם מהבורא, the taiva, it separates, right, it disconnects a man from the Eibishter, from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeah? ובלי שהבורא שוכן עם בני הזוג לא יכול להיות להם שלום. And without הקדוש ברוך הוא dwelling amongst the couple, there is no shalom. Right? We'll learn later on in the book, he talks about why the eyes, why specifically the eyes, is the connection to the Kadosh Baruch Hu or the separation of the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Anyone who worked a little bit on guarding the eyes, he understands it simply. No big chidush. But here he explains it. Ze barur shekol hatzlachat chaye hanisuyim. It's obvious. It's clear that all the success in married life should be chlalam. That includes birkat haparnasa, the bracha and parnasa, venachat meiladim, right? Nachat from the children. Omdim al hayesod shel ha'ne'emanut ve'ahava shel bnei hazug. They stand on the foundation of loyalty, right, and love between, amongst the couple. Avraham writes in the book in Gan HaShalom that even if Gan HaChinuch, I'm sorry, in the Garden of Education, we have it in English also, and he writes there that even if parents don't know anything about education, they just have Shalom Bayis, the kids will grow up normal. They see a good marriage. It's all they need to see, really. Then they'll know how to raise the next. But parents, right, who think they're, right, they have education, each one has his ideas about education, right? And they're fighting about the ideas all the time. Right? The kids that grow up completely
mixed up.
Right? Mixed up. Yeah, anyone who grew up with parents which are fighting knows. And many parents like that. It's a mashchaval. I don't know. Right, because if a person, it's better to put down your head and to be, even though she's completely wrong, to put down your head, right, so your kids grow up normal, than to have your pride and the kids grow up cockeyed. You love your kids, so shut up. So, בוודאי צריכים לדעת, and of course one has to know, שרק הנהגה של שמירה מניעוף only this custom, this way of guarding yourself from niyuf is for sure, b'zal Hashem, will be, this is how a person will have a marriage of loyalty and love. Because she'ish v'isha zochim, when a man married, a man and a woman they married, they have a shechina amongst them. And of course, the Shechina in the house is all the brachas in the house. And all the family life is with unity and happiness, and all the chagim and Shabbos is beautiful. Everyone's together. Only when a person gets away from this taiva. Which, what is this taiva? It's loving yourself, loving the pleasure of your body, your own soul. You don't care for the other, you care for yourself. Only then, רק אז יכולים לזכות באמת לאהבה אמיתית ושלמה. Then you can merit in life a true and a loving life, right? Of giving the other and having sensitivity to the other. When you stop loving yourself, you have to love yourself, but not to love your own personal pleasures. Then you're able to give and to love the other, and then there's real true love and true giving amongst the whole family. And there's Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue, same time.
Oh. Okay.